Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's time for Barbecue Nation with JT. So fire up your grill, light the charcoal, and get your smoker cooking. Now, from the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in Portland, here's JT.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Nation. That's Barbecue Nation. I'm Jeff, along with my co-host and Hall of Famer, Leanne Whippin. Coming to you from our coast-to-coast Turn It, Don't Burn It studios, one in Portland, one in Tampa. And we thank you for sharing this time with us today. We'd like to thank the folks at Painted Hills Natural Beef, beef the way nature intended. Well, this is the second time our guest today has been on this show, and I'll tell you, I couldn't wait, actually, when we finally got the scheduled and that. Harry Sue from Slap Your Daddy is with us. Harry, hi, how are you? Good to see you.
Hey, Jeff, Leanne, hi. My two best buddies on podcast, on Barbecue Nation. So happy to be here. We had just a great conversation the last time. I'm really looking forward to having another one today.
Yeah.
Well, you're a go-getter. So, you know, it's like, I know it's not going to be boring because you always have news, you know, that's coming up. So I can't wait to hear what you're up to now.
My big question is, when did you get a new hat? That's not the same hat you had last year.
Didn't he have a Stetson last year?
What happens is these hats get a lot of smoke, a lot of grease, a lot of barbecue sauce. So after I try to clean them, they look kind of grungy. So I kind of try to, you know, switch my hats out a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Have you considered getting a black one?
You know, I did, but people tell me that, you know, they always associate me with this hat. So I figured, you know, why not just keep the same consistent look going through the years?
Absolutely. Yeah,
the face is getting older, but the hat is not getting older. So that's a good sign.
You can always get a new hat. The new face, absolutely. That's a different deal. You know,
I don't know. You can.
Yeah, well, then. I can tell you from personal experience that Harry's wears straw hats, and that's much more better than wearing felt hats outside when you're cooking. Cause I've done that. And I used to have to wear a lot of felt hats when I judged and stuff. They get really hot. Straw hats are much better. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. They also cost a couple of $1,000, right? Felt hat can be $3,000. So it is a really expensive piece of headgear.
Yeah, I've got a few of those that they're just nicely tucked away in the corner now. So, Harry, what have you got going?
What have I got going? The past year has been a blur. I retired a couple of years ago from 3 decades building data centers, and I thought I would just kind of slide into obscurity, slide into retirement, slide into where every day is Saturday. But I have been fortunate and blessed that the past year has been really, really busy for me, doing trade shows, doing classes, traveling around the world. And on top of that, I even helped start two companies. I started a kind of the Anthony Robbins training company called Beyond the Smoke with my buddy, who's a TED speaker. His name is Nick Kittle. So he goes around the nations to inspire team building and total quality team building. So I joined him in his endeavor, and we formed a company called BeyondTheSmoke.net, where we go around the country building high performance teams. And so I do day one, and I use the mock barbecue class and contest to spur the students to excel in team building in a 2-day micro conference. And if that was not enough to start off the last year, then I opened a second company. Believe it or not, Leanne and Jeff, I am now in the grill building business.
I saw that.
And you know, I spend a lot of my professional career cooking, doing demos, teaching classes, and spreading barbecue love. Apparently now I accidentally became a grill manufacturer, just like I accidentally became a barbecue pitmaster after the movie The Bucket List with Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson. And then previously, when I was in high school, I accidentally became a 747 pilot also because my classmates applied for an opening that was going around in school for Singapore Airlines. And out of the accidental good fortune, I applied together with my classmates. They didn't get the job. I got the job and I became an airline pilot. So this seems to be another one of those happy accidents in my life with the grill business, because my buddy John contacted me and he had a career with Brinkman, a career with Cabela's, career with Walmart and Sam's, and he wanted to build a grill for himself. So he asked me to critique his grill, and I critiqued his grill so badly that I wrote him a report of 17 things that were wrong with it.
Wow. So
long story short, John, miraculously, he fixed all those 17 grills and he invited me back. I flew to Arkansas and I cooked on a new grill. And I told him, you know, dang, this is the best grill I've ever cooked on because it fixes all of my pet peeves. And you guys know I'm pretty OCD when it comes to
equipment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want everything perfect. I don't want anything out of place. Everything's got to be perfect. So he fixed those 17 things. And I thought, you know, I'd like to own one. John, what do I need to do to own one? He said, well, you got to help me sell it then. And I said, how many do we need to sell? He said, we just need to sell 200. I said, okay, I'm on board. So I jumped on and now I am part of being a new grill company startup called PrimalGrillsUSA.com.
Wow. That's incredible. Do you sleep?
You know what's so intriguing? I'm really anxious to see about this because I haven't found a grill or a smoker that there wasn't at least something that I would change on it. But being that we're competitors and avid grillers, I feel like we've been through the gamut on a bunch of different equipment. So we kind of cross our information and what we like and what we don't like. And even though we each have our own likes and dislikes, I feel like we are kind of in the same thought process on improvements, because like when we chat, you know, in conversations, wherever, it seems to be the same thing that we're complaining about or wish we could change. So I'm really anxious to see, when do they come on the market?
They are coming on, they're coming online in April. We have the website up. So because I have an IT background, I told John, hey, John, I can make grills. I can sell grills, but I can at least help you build the website. And I definitely will have fun cooking on it. So for me, it's just an excuse to go cook on it and get one of the initial prototypes. So I had a unit now in my backyard that I've been cooking on. It's absolutely fabulous. You know, Leanne, we have pet peeves, right? When we cook over live fire, we require certain criteria to be met, and this is not negotiable. Number one, I want to cook bacon over live fire, and I don't want the bacon to burn.
Right.
That's my first requirement. Number two, when I cook chicken skin now, the chicken should not flare up and burn. When I grill steaks, I want to have perfect grill grade sear marks, like my friend Brad Barrett, who designed the grill grids. I want SCA quality steaks on it. No grill can do that. So I kind of tinkered with the design and created a grill with a 6-degree slope. When I put my hot dogs on the grill, I do not want my hot dogs to roll off because the initial grill that he sent me, the incline on the grates was too steep. So what I did is I helped him build an open fire stainless steel marine grade 304 stainless grill that you can lower and raise the cooking chamber up and down. So you can do caveman style cooking, you can do grilling, you can do roasting, and you can do smoking all in one unit. And then the best part is I'm an inner pyromaniac. I love playing with live fire. So I always need an excuse to go burn wood and create embers. And you know, cooking barbecue is really fun, but cooking barbecue is not sexy because you know, you put the meat in the pit, you close it, you see some smoke, and then 12 hours later, your brisket's done. There's no sexy pyromaniac flames involved.
Right.
So this open fire grill is an open tub, like a Santa Maria grill with a crank that goes up and down. And I can cook so many wonderful things on
it. Is it charcoal driven with you add wood to it? Is it
you
that
just
kind of
completely 100% manual, no electricity, because I have had my fair share of electrical snafus.
Right.
I cook with pretty much all the pellet grills out there, all the different devices. And I really realized that in my heart, right, Harry Sue, who Harry Sue is, going back to the days at Texas Tech 40 years ago, when I first cooked live fire on a kettle, I want to go back to my roots and cook right over live fire. And John's Grill will do exactly that. Allows me to burn wood and cook over live fire.
So is the fuel just wood that you use in it, or is it a combination, or what is it?
You can use wood or charcoal. So it's a live fire grill. When I was in Mexico, I was so inspired when the folks in Mexico taught me how to cook, you know, the lamb, the cabrito on the open frame. They cook the whole suckling pig mounted on a metal frame right over live fire. And they manipulate the embers with the shovel, kind of like the way you do a burn pot, and then you move the embers from the burn pot over to your pit.
Sure.
That is the kind of cooking that I found that I really enjoy. And it's hands-on. No electricity involved, and it's all about your skill as a pitmaster, how you manage the fire, how you run the wood or charcoal or briquettes, and how you manage the height placements so that you can adjust the flames and the heat to your liking, whether you're cooking direct or you're cooking indirect.
I feel like you have to have some sort of skills in order to have this. I mean, this is not for a newbie.
And that's why I helped with the website, because I wanted to showcase the different techniques of loading the coals, whether direct or indirect, how to raise the grates so you could cook different styles from caveman grilling, roasting, and smoking. So I really enjoy kind of tinkering around with that. So if you are one of those people who enjoys live fire, who don't want to compromise on the flavor, and you want something that you can cook and has durability and is a showpiece in your backyard, I have the perfect grill for you.
Awesome.
I love that. That just sounds amazing to me. And what I really am impressed with, we got about a minute before we go to break, is angling the grill, you know, putting a slight six degrees.
We did prototypes with 15 degrees. The initial one was a little bit too steep. And when I put the hot dog on, it rolled up. I said, no. When somebody's paying so much money for a world-class grill, you want to be able to cook the hot dogs because the kids are going to be around.
When
you touch the grill, you don't want your kids to be burned by the grill. And when the grill was initially made, right, they put basically bricks, fire brick around the grill.
Right.
I said, no, fire bricks will not work because that's too heavy. When I push the grill around my backyard, it's just too heavy. I want it lightened. So the engineers engineered the next version with something called CeraWool. So CeraWool is a fiberglass insulation designed for ovens. And they put that around the thing. And then that had the benefit of lowering the weight so that when I close the door, I want the door to close thump like a Lexus. I don't want a flimsy door. So that CeraWool allowed a deadening effect. So when you close the door, it feels like a Lexus. And then the use of the CeraWool on the sides and on the door lowered the weight so I could push it around the backyard. And then if the kid comes up and touches the grill, they're not going to burn because the CeraWool insulates the fire on the other side of the grill.
Cool.
Wow.
We're going to take a break.
I told him that the grill has to be able to be mounted on a barbecue countertop so that when you buy the grill, you cook it on the wheels. But when you want to put it on your barbecue countertop, you should be able to lift it up and stick it right into your countertop with zero clearance because the CeraWool will be the insulator. So these are the kinds of crazy that I wrote in that report.
Excellent. Wait. We got to take a break because I don't want to get yelled at. But we'll pick this up in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Barbecue Nation with Jeff Leanne and our guest today, Harry Sue. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Jeff here. I want to tell you about something really cool. Heritage Steel Cookware. I just got mine. I do a lot of cooking, and it's got 5-ply construction stay cool handles. It's titanium strengthened. It's got all the great stuff. Just go to heritagesteel.us and find out more. You'll love it. I guarantee it. Welcome back to the Nation. I'm JT, along with Leanne Whippin, of course, Hall of Famer Harry Sue. The amazing Harry Sue is with us today. If you want to email us, just go to the website, bbqnationjt.com, or you can find us on Facebook, all the social media platforms. Very easy. Reach out to us. Leanne will answer your questions most of the time.
I have a couple more questions, and they'll probably keep coming, but is there only one model?
We decided to, I told him you have to make it in three sizes, small, medium, large. So small is for the people who have smaller parties, and the medium is around 40 inches because the 40 inch will take a small hog. So I told him, you can't sell me a grill that's top of the line if I cannot cook a small hog on it. So I want to be able to cook a 60 pound small hog on it. And you want a bigger one when you have a bigger party. So I told him, make one around 4 feet. So 4 feet and then 3 feet. And 2.5 feet are about the three sweet spots. So we're going to make it in three sizes.
I love that. And then the one feature that I have been looking for in a grill, and I doubt you have it on this one, is I would like to see a self-cleaning grill.
Glad that you mentioned that. I'm actually in the process of filming the cleaning portion. So the way these kinds of Santa Maria grills work is that they have a mechanism to raise and lower the cooking grates, right? The traditional version has something called a V grate, where the V grates are kind of like grooves that you can put on the grates. When I cooked on a V grate, I found out that the sear mark was just too thick. And I told him, if I'm going to buy a grill, it's got to sear like my friend Brad Barrett's grill grates, a 5 millimeter sear like an SCA stick. So I redesigned the grates to become a J grate instead of a V grate to provide that perfect sear. And they liked the idea so much that the attorney said that we should patent that. So we actually have a patent pending on the J grate. So we call it the sear and flow J grates as part of the patent of the product. Now, the device cooks, right, with basically the ability to cook at different temperatures. It cooks, it's able to raise and lower the height. So you can basically do any kinds of what I call the four kinds of cooking. So, you know, Deanne, you and I cook either direct or indirect, right? That's basically two modes. And within the direct and indirect, right, there's four tribes. That's what I call the ultra low and slow tribe. The people who cook below the boiling point of water, the 210 and below folks. Then you have the low and slow, the 210, they say 275. Then you got a hot and fast, 275 to 325. And you have the ultra hot and fast, 325 and above. So with two direct and indirects and four different types of temperature ranges, you have a possible 8 combinations. So to answer your question, whether a beginner can cook on it, I'm going to post videos to explain the concept of the direct and indirect, followed by the four kinds of cooking temperatures. So with these kinds of 8 different combinations, you can pretty much cook anything on the primal grill. You can do yakitori, you can do churrascaria, you can do braai, African barbecue, you can do satay, you can cook a brisket, you can cook a steak, you can cook anything. So I've designed it so that I want to use it because when I step up to the grill, I want to be able to barbecue, I want to be able to smoke, I want to be able to roast, I want to be able to grill, I want to be able to cook caveman style, all on one device.
So it's not an air fryer.
I'm working on that too.
So my question is, can you put a griddle top on, Harry?
We actually included a plancha. Because I said that when you cook the burgers, I like to cook burgers two ways. One is with a cross hatch like a steak, and I like to cook also my burgers on a plancha or a griddle. So I told him, when you sell the unit, you must provide the plancha, and the plancha is an add-on you can buy. It basically sits on top, replaces the J grates, and you have a plancha. So you can actually sear, you can cook breakfast on it, you can cook eggs, you can cook bacon on it. And then the nice thing
so
I told you about
bacon.
It's a built-in
flat, it's a flat top too.
It's a flat top, but its inclined is 6 degrees. And then the best part is that it's inclined 6 degrees. There is a little container to catch the grease. So let's say you're searing duck breast, right? You sear the duck breast skin side out after cross-hatching it. The fat from the duck breast oozes down onto the tray. Then you take your sauce brush and you dip into that duck oil and you paint it over your potatoes on the other side. So you're going to have duck fat potatoes with your seared duck breast.
I can just feel the excitement and in your voice. Me very excited about this.
I bet
you sell more than 200.
Well, you know, it's going to be limited edition. We are going to make 200. So if you're lucky enough to get one of those, good for you. But, you know, I told him I'm going to sign up to help you sell a few because I just want one for myself. That's all. I'm doing it for selfish reasons.
Yeah. Are you doing a pre-sale on it?
We are doing a pre-sale. And then because I have so many friends in the industry, like my friend Bob Healy from Grill Gun, I have Jealous Devil as one of my partners. I have Domo Works, Kyle from Domo Works in Utah. So I'm pairing $800 worth of freebies. I told him, hey, if you sell something, I want everything for free. I want the unit to show up and I want to be a cook on it. I want my charcoal. I want my tools. I want my thermometer. I want everything. So John agreed to bundle $800 worth of freebies. And then I told him one of the biggest peeves I have is we're now, Leanne and Jeff, in 2024. You will agree with me that customer service is dead in America.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Absolutely.
If you call your insurance company, you call your medical company, forget it. There's no customer service in America anymore. Right? So I'm going to offer something for free. I told him, hey, give them Harry Sue for 6 months free as part of the purchase. So when you buy the grill, you get me for free for 6 months, where I will help you through any issue you might have, either cooking, assembly, or life wisdom, barbecue wisdom.
So we get your cell phone number?
You get me for 6 months via Zoom and via phone as part of the deal. And after that, after 6 months, you want to continue to get support from me, that's fine. That's completely optional. But in the first 6 months, I will be your personal coach as part of the deal when you buy the grill, because I believe that it's a great product.
Boy, you have gotten yourself in deep. I'll tell you, it's a good thing you're retired.
I am so blessed. I have many, many Patreons that I help, and people love it when they have Harry Sue on their cell phone. They say, you know, guess what? I'm one of Harry's Patreons and I can call Harry Sue anytime and he will pick up the phone himself, not an assistant. And all he will actually help me solve a problem. And I have had many, many people call me, especially on Saturday around 5 p.m. when they have to serve that big barbecue dinner. Something goes wrong. And I can show them the tricks. Oh, you overcook your ribs. No problem. Or take the ribs out, cool them down, wrap them in saran wrap, dunk them in the igloo of ice water. Wait 20 minutes and take it out. You just salvaged your ribs because I just showed you a competition hack.
There you go. There you go. We're going to take another break, but we're going to be back. Talk more with Harry Sue. That would be Leanne and myself. And you're listening to Barbecue Nation. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's JT, and I have eaten. If you've ever looked at me, you know that. But I have eaten seafood all over the world, and I can tell you there's no place better than here in Oregon and our Dungeness crab. If you want to learn more about Oregon Dungeness crab, just go to OregonDungeness.org and find out how to cook it, how to catch it, where to buy it, and the sustainability of what they're doing there in the Oregon Crab Commission. Check it out. Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. We'd like to thank the folks at Painted Hills Natural Beef, beef the way nature intended, and also pigpowder.com. That is Miss Whippin's project. Rub. I was going to say baby, but you've got
baby.
You got babies around all now. So Leanne's got a new grandson, if everybody doesn't know that. He's a cutie. He's a real cutie. Anyway, she's got Pig Powder. All you got to do is go to pigpowder.com. I don't know if Harry's used it. I use it. I use it a lot on stuff we're doing on film and stuff. So I highly recommend it. So just go to pigpowder.com and make your order, and Leanne will make sure you get it. And also, I wanted to say, I skipped this part, and I'm sorry. I apologize. At Painted Hills, if you go to their website at PaintedHillsBeef.com. They have an online store now. If you type in BBQ Nation, you get 15% off there. So we're talking with Harry Sue today. I wanted
he's
to.
I'm going to interrupt for one. It's just like he has me so fired up about this. No pun intended. But I just really think that it sounds phenomenal. But we haven't talked about the price point.
Yes. So the way the price point works is because I'm dealing with a person who has a Sam and Walmart background, the very first thing that John told me was that he checked out the competition. So before you get a product on the market, right? So when you do business, I went to business school and I learned just three things in the years of business school. Number one, the first question you ask is, number one, can you make it? First question. Right. Second question is, will people buy it? And then the third question, which is the most important question that people don't ask when they start a business is, can you make a profit? When you make a product with 302 marine grade stainless steel, it is a very expensive material to fabricate and to make. But for me, that's the only metal that I would want for my own grill, because it's going to sit in my backyard in the sun. I'm not one of those people that's going to babysit a pit. I wanted something to have durable. My Hasty Bake is in my backyard. It's 15 years old, and it looks as good as it was day one because it's 302, 304 stainless steel. So I told John that don't compromise on the materials. Use the best material, because we only want to sell 200 of the best grill in the world. In my opinion, the best live fire grill in the world. So we had to put the price point at where the competition is. The competition is in the stratospheric range, between $6,000 to $10,000 for one of those things. I say, John, let's do better. I want you to basically cut the price down to something that I could afford, because if I'm going to buy just one grill to put in my backyard, to cook on it for one lifetime and then hand it to my kids, that would be the grill I would want to buy. And the question is, you buy a car for $60,000, you can buy a house for $1 million. What kind of grill would somebody want to put in their backyard that looks like a beautiful showpiece that cooks fabulously and has all the kinks worked out because a pitmaster, Harry Sue, worked on it? So we were able to get the grills down to around the $4,000 range. That's together with good. $800 worth of freebies. So that is a phenomenal thing. You get your grill gun, you get your charcoal, you get your thermopen, you get Harry Stew as part of the deal. And I think that we only
it's
need to sell 200
value.
Of
it's
those.
It's a great value. Yeah. And you get what you pay for. I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah, 302 stainless, 304 stainless is so much superior to the other stainless. So when I did the research, because I had a mechanical engineering background, I was a mechanical engineer in my previous life, I told him, you know, let's not compromise on the materials. You can buy other kinds of stainless steel, but I bought grills with other kinds of stainless steel that eventually will pit and rust. I want that commercial grade, marine grade stainless. And we went around and inspected it. So he upgraded the steel. So we're running 304 stainless, which is a minimum of 3 millimeters thick. So the unit is really, really heavy, and it's built like a tank. And I told you, even something like even how the door closes, I want the door closed to feel like a Mercedes or a Lexus, because for me, that speaks to the care, the thought that went into making the product, because I want it to be one that you just buy and use it for one lifetime. You don't need to fix it. You don't need to change it up, because it's going to be there for you and your family, for your generation and the next generation.
So I got a question. Did you put wheels on it? And if you did, did you put pneumatic wheels, or did you just do those damned heavy rubber ones that some grills, I mean, I'm not knocking the grills, but they only put two wheels on a grill.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it was got to be four wheels, and two had to be movable. So I told him, do not skimp on the wheels. I have a particular smoker out here in my backyard, right? That has those tiny wheels. I don't want to say the brand, but you know what I'm talking about.
I got
you
one.
You know, when I push the grill, I want it to feel substantial. So we argued over whether it would be 4-inch, it will be 6-inch, or it'll be 8-inch wheels. So I'm OCD, and the initial ones I saw, I didn't like the wheels. I said, no, on the bigger model, let's go 8-inch wheel. And I want it to be red, orangey, Porsche red.
Right.
So I want it to be Porsche red. I want the handle to be Porsche red, because I want it to match the logo. So these are the kinds of OCD type of thoughts that went into the creation of this product, because if I want to use it for myself and I want to represent it, I got to make sure that it's perfect.
Yeah, I can tell you.
Are there photos online that we can
see? Yeah, you can go to the website. I don't know if you can go to primalgrillsusa.com. I helped get the site together. And, they're not great video and pictures, but, you know, I did the best I could. But at least the site is up for pre-sale. So we are booking pre-sales now, because the pre-sale period, we're going to give away $800 worth of freebies to people who want to sign up.
Right.
And the freebies include me. So you get me free for 6 months.
Do you have to have a license for that, Harry? Just asking.
If you are one of the lucky few, I might even come to your house and assemble it and give you a cooking lesson on it.
Well, that was my next question, the assembly. Everybody on this podcast today and the radio show has had this experience. You get a couple of great big boxes, or in my case, they've set pallets of stuff. Okay. And you've got these huge boxes, and you take them apart. You start taking the stuff out. And one of the things I learned in journalism school was how to be a technical writer. I could certainly help some of these people write their manuals and their assembly stuff a little easier, kind of like, you know, this is a hex screw and it goes right here, instead of we've given you eight H hex screws. Guess where they go, you know, type thing. So,
right.
Is the assembly fairly quick for people?
Yes, I actually have the assembly video on the website. And,
okay.
John came over to my place in Diamond Bar and we assembled the prototype. And they did it. The video runs about 8 minutes and it's as straightforward as we can make it. It's basically putting the parts together. There's a few screws involved. What we decided to do is one of the things that they learned, I learned from them, is that one of the people handling the manufacturing was formerly with the Walmart Global Procurement. So he ran the Walmart Global Procurement Group. So he knows how to manufacture. So the situation that we had was because I told them to lower the price from about 2/3 of a normal price of a stainless steel 304 grill.
Right.
They decided that they would create a knockdown kit so that the buyer would have to do some assembly, but it saves thousands of dollars because a lot of these kinds of stainless steel grills are built and then they are shipped on a pallet. So one pallet takes one grill fully assembled and welded together. We didn't want that because I told them, I want to be able to take the grill off and put it onto my countertop.
Right.
If I decide I want to build a backyard countertop, I want to be able to take it up, put it up. So they decided that they engineered it so that it would fit in one box. So you get the box shipped to you, you open out the box and you watch the video, and with two people, you put it together. And it's not really that complicated to put it together. It's basically like a what I call a Santa Maria grill. There's a what do you call a base, there's a cooking area, and there's the mechanism to winch the grates up and down. So it's a really, really basic mechanism. No electricity, no electronics, everything is manual.
You know, a few years ago, I was like you guys, I did some in-store things, and this was at a barbecue store, and I won't name the brand, but I thought this was 10 years ago. They came up with a very brilliant thing. They had a combination grill and they had the fuel basket again, so you could crank it up and crank it down. I'm not sure that, I haven't followed up on them, but I'm not sure that ever really took off for that particular product line. But I thought what was ingenious, and what you're talking about, I think is ingenious, because if you got more than 5 minutes under your belt in barbecue, you can figure out that if it's too close and it's too hot, it's not going to work out very well. Right. So I'm really intrigued by, like you said, I've worked on Santa Maria grills and that, but something, they're usually very big, kind of bulky, nothing wrong with them, but they're designed for more of a commercial purpose than they are in the backyard. But if you've got this nailed for a backyard barbecue warrior, I think you got something there.
Yeah, the idea is that I'm not going to build a restaurant grill. I'm not going to build a grill for somebody who is just trying to buy a grill for one season. They go to Home Depot, they buy one of those grills there. They use it for one season. If you're lucky, they get 2 seasons out. I'm building something that I want to use. So I'm very particular about what I want to use. I want a grill that can be the showcase in my backyard to allow me to transform my backyard into a grilling paradise. I want to be able to smoke. I want to be able to grill. I want to be able to roast. I'm able to cook all kinds of barbecue from around the world on it. I want to have a good workflow. So one of the things that I had a pet peeve was that when I buy a grill, it never comes with shelves. I said, you and I know, right, that the first thing you do when you have a grill is you got to bring out a portable table
right.
and put it beside your grill so you can put your raw meats. And then you got to get another table to put your cooked meats. And then you got to get another table to put all your seasoning. I said, no. Design the grill with the mise en place concept, which is a French term meaning cook in place, right? Where you prep everything. So Leanne and I are competitors. So we know how important it is to be properly prepared before you box your entry to turn into the judges. You got to have your knives, your cotton swabs, your tweezers, everything all ready before you plate. So when I cook, I want to have an area for the raw. I want to have the area to season. I want to cook and I want to be able to place the food into cook area. And I want to have a place for my tools. So I told him, design the grill the way I want it. I want a left shelf and I want a right shelf. and I want the door to open. So the door is another shelf.
Excellent.
Basically three shelves that I can use. I can put the raw meat on the left. I can put the seasoning on the door, and then I put the meat onto the grill. When I finish, I put it onto the right side, all my tools on the right. So I design it with that kind of workflow in mind. And I say, don't sell the shelf as an accessory. I hate that. When I buy something, I want it to come all together. I don't have to pay another $200 for a shelf.
Right.
Give me everything I need to cook.
Excellent.
And John listened to me, and he's going to sell it with two shelves and a door that acts as another shelf.
Excellent.
Do you have like a plate setter in there? Oh, you're taking a break? Sorry.
Yeah, we're going to take a break, but save that. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Harry Sue on Barbecue Nation with Leanne and me. Thank you for listening, but we're coming right back. Hey, everybody, it's JT. You know, I talk about Painted Hills all the time, and we always say beef the way nature intended, but it's more than that, because each bite of Painted Hills will make your taste buds explode, put a big, bright smile on your face, and whoever is at your dinner table will have a big, bright smile on their face, and you can thank me for that later. Just go to PaintedHillsBeef.com and find out more. You won't regret it. Hey everybody, JT here. I want to tell you about the Hammerstahl knives. Hammerstahl combines German steel with beautiful and functioning designs. They're part of the Heritage Steel Group, which also does their pots and pans. So go to heritagesteel.us, check out the Hammerstahl knives. If you're really into cooking, I think you're really going to like them. Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with Leanne Whippin. We'd like to thank the Oregon Crab Commission for helping us out, and also Heritage Steel and their pots and pans, along with Hammerstahl knives. Great stuff. Anyway, Leanne, you had a question. I rudely interrupted you because it was going to get cut off at the network anyway. So fire away.
I know the capabilities are indirect, but does it have like a plate setter that goes with it, or not necessary?
A plate setter?
Yeah, like something that keeps the flames from hitting the meat. It kind of guards the meat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the proprietary patent pending J grades prevents that. So, for example, I told you, right? One of the tests I did is I want to cook bacon. I want to cook bacon right over the fire. Because of the J grade design, right, there's sufficient heat to cook the bacon, channels away the grease of the bacon into the tray, and the bacon will not burn. So I'm actually going to post videos on it, because everything that I say, I always say talk is cheap, Harry. Don't keep telling people what he can do. Show them what he can do. So I'm actually editing all these videos now about the mise en place, about cooking it to get the sear, about able to drain the grease. And all these videos are going to be posted on YouTube and on the Primal Grills social media site. So I'm in the process of slowly kind of ramping up to share with the world all these thought processes that I am obsessed over.
So I've got a question, and we kind of just talked about it very briefly back in an earlier segment. Cleaning is a big, big part of this. And you talked a little bit about, because of the 6 degree slope for your grill or your grates, or, you know, even the flat top portion. But is it, and you said it comes down into a little bucket that you can dip when you're talking about the duck sauce and stuff, or the duck fat, excuse me. But how difficult is it to clean? Because I know on some of my grills, some of the stuff we use on the show, it's not that difficult, but you kind of have to take everything apart and get in there. And I've actually got myself now a pair of old used coveralls. So if I get grease on me, it doesn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a lot of people do that. How difficult, or what's the ease that you created to clean this?
My least favorite barbecue task is cleaning. Yeah. So I am the laziest but disciplined barbecue pitmaster when it comes to cleaning.
Right.
So what I did was I told John, you got to have a tool that allows you to clean. And I drew my inspiration from my friend Brad Barrett, who owns grill grates. He makes those grill grates, and he has a tool that goes between the rails and cleans it. So I said that let's design something that will allow you to clean the jig weights easily. So there's going to be a scraper that's going to be included as part of the purchase that allows you to basically go into the jig grate and push the gunk out of the jig grate. When you have all that wood that you burn, you're going to have a lot of ash and ember at the bottom of the grill. I want you to include a free shovel, like a flat-bladed shovel that you can use to scoop up all of the ash that accumulates at the bottom of the burn bed, all the grease that drains down. I want you to make sure that the base of the grill is inclined so that it slopes towards the middle. There's a drain spout there. And I want you to be able to hang a bucket underneath the grill to catch any residual grease that falls into the grill. When it rains, I'm going to leave my grill outdoor and let it rain. And I want the rain not to fill up the tub. I want it to drain into the little bucket at the bottom. So this is the kind of the thought process that goes into it. So for me, cleaning is something really simple. You lower the grates down so that it's below the level. So when you scrape and all that debris starts flying around, it doesn't fly out onto the floor. It falls into the grill. So the first thing is you scrape the grates down, then you raise the grates up, and then you open the door, and you take the shovel, and you scoop away all of the grease and the burnt bits of meat together with the ash and ember into an ash bucket. And after that, you clean it up, wipe all the stainless steel down, and you're done. As simple as that. And yeah. I actually do the video to show how easy it is to clean the grill after you gunk it up completely and how much time it's going to take for you to get ready for the next cook.
Does, and when you're talking about your J grates there, is that solid or is that a brush?
It's a completely metal grate. You will never need to replace it again. You buy one grate for one lifetime. That's it.
I meant
replacing the grates in my Kirkland. I have a Kirkland gas grill. Every so many months, I have to replace the grates. So on a stainless steel 304 stainless, it's basically a lifetime worth of cooking on it.
No, I meant the tool to go down through
the tool. The tool is a stainless steel tool that has a V at the end.
Okay.
And in the videos that you see on the website, you see the tool being featured. That tool, no charge, free. The shovel, free. So I want people to be able to cook and clean right out of the box.
You want to
say one thing I really enjoy is rotisserie cooking. Is that something that you can? Like, are you going to ever add a rotisserie to it?
Funny you should mention that, Leanne. I said, you can't sell it without the rotisserie bracket mounted on it. So the rotisserie bracket is mounted, welded on the unit. No charge. Huh. So all you need to do is, you know, take your rotisserie.
Yeah,
pop it down. Because I told him, if I cannot cook a rotisserie, a suckling pig on it, I'm not going to buy it. I want to cook a porchetta on it, and I'm going to be doing that in the videos. I am just so excited because there's like 100 things I want to cook on it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Leanne, we should get Harry to send one up here. We can use it on the spring shoot of the show.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the units are coming in April, and you're not. Let's see. One in Tampa and one in Oregon.
Yeah, just one straight up I-5. Straight up I-5.
Yeah.
Drop it off, and I think our exit here is what 78 or something from, and so I'm a mile off the freeway. Really easy to get to,
okay.
Harry. Really
easy to get to. We definitely got to keep that in mind, and you know, the only way to know is to do. Right? I always tell people, talk is cheap. Right? You can see me cook on it, you can hear me talk about it, but until you actually cook on live fire, there is a mystique about cooking over live fire that I really honestly feel. It's not the same. I mean, barbecue is great. Don't get me wrong. I love to cook barbecue. But live fire, where you actually have to manipulate the fire, you only have a few minutes to cook it. You want to cook a piece of perfect salmon. You want to cook a piece of perfect lamb chop or lamb lollipop. A live fire is kind of the way to go. And I love it because, you know, that is kind of how we evolved as Homo sapiens, our right. species, right? Everybody knows that we will evolve our brain. You and I walk around with a brain that's only 3% of our body weight. But that brain consumes about 25% of the energy input that we take every day, between 2,000 to 3,000 calories a day. So the scientists have calculated that we Homo sapiens evolved because of barbecue, because cooking food over live fire released a caloric value, allowed us to develop our brain much, much bigger than, say, the Australopithecus and the Homo erectus. And that caused the evolution of our species. So for me, when I cook over live fire, I feel I'm going back to those days where my species evolved on Earth. And when you cook that live fire, there's something that brings out the inner pyromania. It gives me joy.
Harry, I think a lot of things bring you joy. You just kind of a joyous person there. I can say that.
Are you going to offer a lifetime warranty with these things?
We can offer 5 years because the attorneys told us that you can't offer a lifetime warranty. So I wanted 10 years, but the attorney said, no, you want to be conservative because you never know, right? I call it the knucklehead factor, right? In America, we have many of those.
Yes, yeah. We do.
So we were told that, the maximum you should do is 5 years. And, you know, honestly, I'm going to stand it behind it for a lifetime. If something wrong, I'd be more than happy to replace it because I won't be happy unless you are happy.
Right. We're going to have to get out of here. Harry, once again, and you're going to stick around for after hours so we can continue this forever. Tell them again the websites, your Slap Your Daddy website. And about the primal.
Folks, if you are looking for some rubs and sauces, please check out my rubs and sauces at slapyourdaddybbq.com. And if you're looking for the world's best live fire backyard grill that will transform your backyard into a cooking paradise, please go check out my new grill company at primalgrillsusa.com. And if you really like that and you want to have me over to become a speaker and a training instructor, I now host 2-day micro conferences with my buddy who's a TED speaker. His name is Nick Kittle. Please go to beyondthesmoke.net to check it out.
Very good. Thank you, Harry. It's always a pleasure. Harry is going to stick around for after hours, but we got to get out of here. We're out of time. So we will be back next week with another edition. That is Leanne and me. Harry's going to be off in some other part of the world. But we'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation. Remember our motto here, turn it, don't burn it. Go out there, cook some barbecue, have fun, and be kind. Take care, everybody.
Barbecue Nation is produced by JTSD LLC Productions in association with Salem Media Group. All rights reserved.